Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Thank you, Jimmy Olsen. We appreciate that, as we do each and every day. We've got 9.5 minutes now before the top of the hour. Top of the hour, CBS News comes rolling in here, and we'll be able to tell you what's been going on all over the world with CBS News at 6 o'clock. Well, this is a marketing tip for you and your business. If you do trade shows, and I'm not sure if anybody doesn't do trade shows. I don't care if you're Deck the Walls. My good friend Tim out there at Merle Hay Mall probably attends trade shows for his business. Photographers attend trade shows. There are trade shows for agriculture. There are trade shows for brides. There are trade shows for homes. There are trade shows for plumbers. There are trade shows for electrical parts and airplanes, for crying out loud. There's a trade show for just about everything out there. And so if you've got a business and you go to these trade shows to display, you want to listen up, because these are very important things. You know, trade shows, if done correctly, can bring real, measurable success to your investment. But like anything else, you've got to focus on the event and go with a plan and a booth that works. So I want to review with you several critical areas that can make a real big difference in your trade show ROI. And one of the things about ROI is return on investment, by the way. You know, if you stop and you think about a trade show, those can be some of the most expensive outreach opportunities for your business. Because if you're going to a location, you've got aircraft that you've got, you know, you got food, you got time off for employees, you've got all the planning processes going there. So if you don't pick up great leads at this trade show, what are you spending? You're just throwing your money down a rat hole. So let's take a look at some ways that you can maximize your ROI, your return on investment at the trade show. Okay, number one, know the show. You got to know what that sounds really basic, doesn't it? But is your target audience attending? Is the show stale? Would another show be offering more for the exhibitor and for the guest? The bottom line is, just because you've always gone to this particular trade show doesn't mean it should stay in your plan. So every year you ought to be sitting there reviewing these trade shows that you go to. I know companies out there that do 25 trade shows a year, easy. And sometimes they'll go to the same one over and over and over again. You don't necessarily need to do that. You need to know the show. Is your target marketing there? Is it stale? Would another one work better? Got to know those things. Number two, attractive eye appeal. Clutter on your trade show booth does not work. Old does not work. Clutter does not allow the visitor to know your focus. Old means old, and if your booth is over 5 years old, change it, for crying out loud. It served its purpose. Move on. And if they're the same people that are already coming to that trade show, they're going to whisk right by your booth without even seeing it, because it's been ingrained in their system. So change it if it's over 5 years old. Number three, what's the plan? Somebody on your team must be responsible for not only the booth, but also the plan. You know, you just can't head out to a trade show and say, okay, hey, we're going to be at the trade show. We're going to spend 3 days, 10 hours a day on this booth, and we're going to hand out literature. That's not a plan whatsoever. Just heading there and setting it up and hope that somebody comes along is, well, it's a recipe for disaster. So what's your focus? What's new? What's different? What exciting stuff can you share with visitors when they get there? And when you're sharing with them, ask open-ended questions. Hi, my name is Michael. What brought you to the trade show today? Hi, my name is Michael. We've got a new self-weasel winding torque inducer over here. Have you seen it? You know, and at least make that conversation. And what's the most important thing for your booth? All right, one is clutter. Do not have clutter. Do not separate yourself with a table from the attendees. And number three, so don't separate yourself. Make sure you don't have clutter, and use light. If you've got a light package for your booth, it makes every difference in the world. The ambient light that's in the hall or in the showroom area isn't enough. You really need to light up your booth so that those colors on your display really pop. All right. So you've spent some money on the booth, you've the travel and the lodging, and the salaries and the media time. You've gone ahead and you said, hey, come to our booth. You've pre-announced the fact that you're going to be there. You've done all those things. Now, what do you do with the data that you collect at the trade show? You've got to follow up with the folks that came to visit you. Stats tell us that over 76% of the leads that are given to business at trade shows never get followed up on, let alone go into any kind of a system. If you fail to follow up, if you're not going to follow up with the leads that you get at the trade show that you spent all this money to attend, stay home. Don't go. Okay? It's a lot easier. All right. Engagement. It's another point for you. Don't just sit there. In the trade show booths I supervise, there's not a chair in the booth. We just don't allow it. They don't belong there. There are exhibitor lounges where you can go and you can make calls, you can rest your feet, you can eat. Your job when you're at the trade show booth is to stay focused on the visitors, engage them, ask those open-ended questions, and offer positive statements about the reason that you're spending time and money at the show. It's really important. Engage those people that are coming by. Look, if you've got all these, and I know what it's like at those trade shows, people will come walking by your booth and they'll whip up the candy or the free pens or the pads or whatever that happens to be. And, you know, you're kind of sitting there going, oh, yeah, right. But that happens when you're not engaging people, when you don't have an attractive booth. So you need to make sure that you communicate with the attendees. And next to the last one is comfort for the visitor. This is very important. If you're asking people to fill out forms, contact information, contest entries, whatever it happens to be, make sure that they don't have to bend over and write at a tabletop that's like tabletop size. Make it at least counter height or even yet bar height. Have a tall top table in the booth. This also allows for conversation to continue. You don't have to look at somebody's tuchus when they're bent over the thing, you know, filling out a registration blank. You know, you won't be talking at the back of somebody's head when they're bent over to fill out a form. So make sure that you have a tall top table there where your registration information is. It's easier and it's much more comfortable for the visitor. And finally, do something different. Do something. Have a contest. Use video, comedy, photos. Have some fun already. The idea is to get noticed at these things. If you've got a spokesperson and they're dressed kind of cool, make sure that they're in the booth with you. Enjoy and get the attention of the visitor. There's several really quick things that you can do to maximize your return on investment when you do your very next trade show. Know the show. You got to have attractive eye appeal. Got to have a plan, got to make sure that you follow up, you got to engage the visitor, make sure that you have comfort for the visitor, you know, that tall top tailor really makes sense, and do something different where you can grab a hold of that person's interest. Pretty simple stuff, but it does take a lot of time and effort, and if you're going to the trade show, you may as well do it right rather than wasting all that money and do it wrong. There it is, some trade show tips for you. If you want more tips like that, let me tell you where you can go to get them. It is InsightCubed.com. It's Insight, C-U-B as in boy, E-D.com. Or you can just Google Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications. Click on the blog, and all kinds of information is there for you. Thanks so much for having been with us. On a partly personal note, I attended a funeral today for Steve Bassman. Steve Bassman's a realtor, was in the real estate business for years here in the Des Moines Metro. It's kind of odd, isn't it, that you, when you go to a funeral, you kind of come away with an apparent huge respect for life. All of shalom, Stephen Bassman. The family is sitting Shiva this evening before Tisha B'Av. It was a real tragedy. Leaves behind a wife of 46 years, three daughters, numerous grandchildren, two brothers and a sister. It was a sobering reality today. Listen, for all of us associated with Insight on Business the News Hour, we hope that you have a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.